Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, Blog Talk Radio. It's good to have you with us tonight. Welcome, YouTube. It's good to have you with us tonight. Welcome to another in the session of Establishing Your Faith. If you're new to our program, we welcome you here to be with us. Oh, my goodness. Is my hair messed up? You didn't even tell me to go fix my hair. I can't believe that.
Your hair looks very good, honey.
My hair is all messed up. I'm just being like my wife. My hair is messed up. So welcome, everybody. We're going to have a good time tonight. And as you can see right above me here, happy anniversary, Community of Faith. This is our third year anniversary. Three. Count it. 1, 2, 3. 1,000. 1,000 days of just preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. You want to sing happy birthday? Happy birthday to us. Happy birthday to us. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to now, you might not be into all the fun and the happiness yet, but I sure am, and it's a blast. Woo! I saved a couple of these just so I could get Sister Leanne. Happy anniversary. That's awesome. Now, we're glad to have you with us, and we've been having fun just going back and watching some old programs. Tonight, I actually had a really good message I wanted to preach tonight. And I've been kind of all day, just kind of, you know, all day. I was kind of all day. And but when I got quiet before the Lord for a few seconds, I said, what are we doing? And he said, night number three.
Of the community of faith.
So, we're going to do night number three tonight of the community of faith. I can't seem to find it on a YouTube video. I'm not sure about, but I have found it on the Facebook video. So, in a minute, we'll play that, and then we'll broadcast that to you guys on YouTube. It might seem a little weird that you're like, I'm on Facebook, YouTube, kind of Facebook, YouTube. What is this? But it'll be all right. And it's a good word. I've already heard him preaching it. He's a pretty good preacher. You should probably listen to him. And talking about the new covenant, talking about praying for America, there's probably a little bit of what in the world is all the COVID about, you know? But I don't think you and I are going to find ourselves in a position where we, I'm not going to say those words. Thank God for our place in God and Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
So with no further ado or achoo, we're going to pray and get right to it. You want to pray? Let's pray. You want to do that? As a matter of fact, I got it all up tonight. Let's say our opening prayer. I got it right here in front of me.
Hello, not Rebecca.
That. Not that. I didn't want that. Let's click this button. And then let's click this one. There we go. And we'll click share. And then we'll click this button. That'll work. There you go. Welcome aboard. We're glad to have you. And here we go. Let's pray our opening prayer together. Father, we pray this prayer and make this declaration as your children, the heirs of God, as the body of Christ filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, as kings and priests to God by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. We, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry, that believers' lives will be changed forever by the word of God, and glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen and amen and amen.
Amen.
And amen. And now, here we go. Nope. Almost. And now, here we go. We're going to enjoy March 25th, 2020. Isn't it cool that we get to do this?
It is.
I think this is one of the coolest things that can happen. It's what we're doing right here. Because you get to go back and say, well, look how far we've grown. More than likely, before this program's up, you and I are going to see a very specific doctrine that we are growing and developing in. So here we go. Almost. All right. There we go. Almost. Oh, come on, just work.
Battery 20%. Connected to iPhone.
Let me turn your Bluetooth off.
Yes.
My
connected to Samuel's MacBook Pro.
There we go. We made it.
iPhone disconnected.
Isn't that something?
Well, I hear you very loud and clear.
Being
Amen.
Powerful. Blind the eyes of everyone so they can't see to do anything to us. We believe you, amen. Why do we sit here till we die? My, my, my. So everybody that's streaming with us knows, as often as this guy with the black hat keeps saying, type in if you can't hear us, that's from 2020. If you can't hear us today, please send me a text or Sister Leanna text.
Or just say something on Zoom.
Say something on Zoom, but I think all of us got good signal tonight, so I think all of us are seeing, right?
So I might as well keep quiet and listen.
Well, I just want everybody to realize that that's him saying it. It ain't me saying it tonight here sitting in Williston on March 20, whatever this is, 2023. So anyways.
Yeah, your beard is entirely a lot longer now than it was 2 years ago.
Here we go. Amen. To our hand. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. What a lesson. Let's be real. No, for sure. Good man. Find every heart that has come against them so they can't see pray to God. Amen. Amen. Is you. But you have come. Come on. Hardly. ever had. Wow. I'm not a rebel. All
right.
First Timothy. Keep breathing. Wow. Yeah, double dog. Double dog. Come on, Jesus. Come on. Come on, say something. According to the story in the Old Testament, blind the eyes of every army that wants to know. They can't see us. Come on. The woman at the well. Yeah, come on. Every yeah, it's just the Bible. Come on. Come on.
Not really, but...
Come on. I dare you. Equal, yeah. Don't know anything about it. Oh my. Didn't even cuss. Dreadfully afraid. No fear. Yeah. I receive you. You give me the power. I'm the Lord of God. I receive you now. Somebody shout glory. King's daughter. Come on. Jesus, mighty name. We will not run into it. Still the Amen. That makes you good looking.
Yeah.
It's that powerful. Wow. Wow. Amen. Yes, you will. Angels don't miss. Amen. Yeah. The restraining force. Go anywhere, we're right here. Preach the word. Just a nap, don't be discouraged. And it has. Yes. How appropriate was that for us?
Yeah.
We will not lose. Our people live and do not die. Yeah. People are welcome. Amen. Get bold. Amen. Hallelujah. I am an overcomer. That's what I said. Got it underlined now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Help people be clear. Need to get out of the way of America moving forward. Yeah, come on, help us, Jesus. Yeah, he did. Yes, he has. Amen. And disarm them, yes. Those that's trying to disarm us. Never. Here we go. Now we got it. The Missourites are here. No matter what, same day. And he said, "You sure are." No. You atmosphere. They put fear there. They don't need it. Amen. Yeah. No way. Amen. 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 In Moses, the book of Moses. Yeah, come on. The answer. We know you hear us. And you stood at the grave of you said, I know you always hear me. Find you in Jesus' name. The name above all names. Help our faith to rise up in boldness and know who you are. Father, in Jesus' name, strengthen every shepherd. In my community.
Give them
courage, supernatural money come tonight.
Anyone's ability.
Beyond anyone's ability to understand.
Thank you.
Powerful word right there. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Amen. About time we believe something like this. Yeah, and then stop the name. Yeah, and it's all done. I had to get a good night's sleep.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Can't do it. I'm sorry, I can't play any more of that because they will shut us off. Yeah. And we don't want to have any more of those things for foolish ignorance. But you want to sing it with me? Oh, beautiful, for spacious sky.
Waves of rain, or purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain. America. America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
Now, see, Sister Phyllis sang it from the Bible Belt. Brother Ray Charles, he sang it from like Chicago. Oh, beautiful. I can't sing it, man. I love it. I wish I could play it for you because nobody sang it like Ray Charles. And I like Ray Charles' renditions. You know why? Because Ray Charles never saw it with his human eyes.
Right.
And yet sang it with more passion and zeal and fire than anyone else who ever sang it. And he saw it in the realm of the spirit, and he never saw it physically, but he saw it. And that's why I love Brother Ray Charles. Well, I hope you enjoyed that message as much as I enjoyed that message, because I really enjoyed that word from the Holy Spirit. And for those of you that's on YouTube, I added all of those statements in there. We're not praying from inferiority, but, you know, boldness and all that. Put it all in the comments. No, not the comments. I put it in the live chat. I encourage you, go through the live chat, copy and paste it into something in your life. You might say, Pastor, I don't have, what can I paste it in? Paste it into an email to yourself. Every email editor has a place where you can copy and paste into. So send yourself an email. Copy and paste it into a messenger message to yourself. It works that way. You can instant message yourself. You can send yourself a text on in your phone. That being the case, just do it, all right? But that way it'll be a blessing to you. And then study. Now, so here we go. It's time to do communion. Obviously, on the third night, we weren't doing the communion yet, so... we'll receive communion now. Get your communion elements ready, wherever they are, whatever you got to do. And we'll receive communion together. I'm enjoying hearing myself preach because it's interesting to see how far we have actually come in these last 3 years of our lives. And I don't know whether or not you feel you've grown much, but I know I have come a very, very long ways. And thank God for all of our ability to grow and develop in Him. And so we're glad to have you with us tonight. And here we go. Let's do communion. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse number 23. 1 Corinthians 11:23. We read this, if you're new to us, what we just studied was a video that we made on March 25th, 2020. And that was our third night of being together. Now, we weren't a ministry at this time. I was just sick of seeing people on the internet not having anything to do and nobody teaching them the word. And so I just went out and started teaching the word, and God began to bless it. And we reached all around the world. And today we're still in 53 nations preaching the gospel right now. Blog Talk Radio is with us right now all over the world at YouTube and even Facebook. I guess Facebook is still going. So anyways. We welcome you. We're glad to have you with us in Jesus' mighty name. So I'm going to read the verses, pray the prayer of salvation, get you some bread and water, bread and grape juice. Jesus said the fruit of the vine. So do what Jesus says. Don't fight him. Don't make an excuse why you're going to do something else. Do what Jesus says. When you do what Jesus says to do, you get what Jesus says you get.
Amen.
Amen. Good preaching. And it's not my turn to preach. That preacher already did a good job. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread, and when he blessed it, he broke it, and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink this, drink it in remembrance of me. And then, verse 26, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death, his redemptive work, until he comes. Verse 28, Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verses 17 and 18. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? As he is, so are we in this world. In Jesus' mighty name, perfect love. Cast out fear and the torment that goes with it. Why? There is no fear in God's perfect love. Now, if one of you could add the communion verses to YouTube, that would be a blessing so that people can find that. Now, the next thing we're going to do is pray the prayer of salvation. Why? The Bible says, verse 28 says, let a man examine himself and then let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. That's what you and I are supposed to do every time we come here. Now, what is that going to do, Pastor? Well, what it's going to do is if you're living loosely, it gives you the chance to say, Jesus, I ain't been living right. If you're walking with God, it gives you a chance to say, thank you, Jesus, for the blood. If you've never been born again, then it gives you the chance to be born again. Because in order to receive communion, you must be born again. You got to be a part of the body of Christ. And that's what's going to happen right now. You're not joining the church. You're not joining a denomination. There's nothing happening here. We're not going to send you a bunch of emails, all that stuff. We'll send you every email you want, but this is you becoming a child of God, being born again by his Spirit. Are you ready? Pray this prayer with me right now. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to
John 3:16.
When I believe in you, you give me everlasting life. And Jesus, I believe in you.
Jesus, I believe in
Put
you.
Put your arms out and say, I receive you into my life, Jesus.
I receive you
into my life, Jesus.
All of your grace and your mercy. All of your love and your righteousness.
All of your love and your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life. With all the fullness of God. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. So I live in power. Understand the word of God. Pray in my heavenly language. And live a successful life as a believer every day. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Now, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, you weren't just saying words. You got to do more than just say words. You got to mean it. Like, Jesus, come into me. Then what just happened to you is Jesus just filled you with himself. What's interesting about it is for so long, people have done all kinds of many different things and told people all kinds of different things just happened to them. But the bottom line is God Almighty just came and made his abode on the inside of you. And that's not a feeling. Some people say, well, it's like hot oil or hot water. One guy said, it feels like somebody poured liquid honey all over me. Other people like, I'm filled with light. I'm filled with peace. But this is the reality. when God comes in you, and he wasn't before, that's an experience. Now, there's some people say, Pastor, I didn't feel anything. Well, it's not about a feeling, but you should have a knowing on the inside that says something's different. Why? Because God just did something different on the inside of you. Here's how it happened. Jesus, the light of the world, came in you, filled you with light. Jesus came in with all of his blood, washed away all your sins, turned you into a brand new creation. All of that just happened in that one prayer. You are now an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. It all just happened in this one prayer. You might say, Pastor, I don't even know how that could happen. Well, God said, let there be light, and there was light all through the universe. And he said, let there be stars in the heaven, and poosh, all the stars were there. So all God's got to say is, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. And now you're saved. And so what is your challenge from this day forward? There's no list of do's and don'ts that anybody can give you from this Bible. There's all kinds of lists in the Bible, but it's not for you and I today. Jesus said all of the Old Testament, all of the law and the prophets is focused on this one, these two commandments. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. And if you follow those two commandments, you will always be walking with God. When you wake up in the morning, before you ever get out of bed, begin to pray. Morning, Father, thank you that you made your abode in me. Help me walk with you today. And then talk to the Father like he's walking with you all day long, because he is walking with you all day long.
Amen.
He is. And so then you got to have a body of believers. That's what we are. So stick with us. Maybe you have a good church in your town. If you do and God keeps leading you to that place, go there. If they don't teach you the word of God and the power of God, don't get involved in just some really big religious thing. They've got to teach you his holy word. And they got to teach you the power of God. Don't make more spiritual battle for yourself than what you have to put up with. Anyways, and then click like, subscribe, hit the bell, and stick with us. Send me an email. You can ask me 1,000 questions, and I'll be glad to help you. I see Okalachi said, can you guys Skype me? Yeah, we probably can. Every time we come here, we bring you the answers that you need for the ability to know God. And, you know, my pastor did the same for me. His pastor did the same for him. And that's what we're always going to do. We're always going to pray for you. We're always going to speak life to you. And then we're always going to give you a teaching to say, study this teaching. Why? Because it is not in how much I can say or how hard I can put my hand on your head, how much I can anoint you with oil or push you over. I don't ever push nobody over. If you're going to fall, if you fall down, that's because God hit you, not because of me. But good. Can you imagine standing before Jesus someday as a pastor and he says, well, in your lifetime, you pushed down 737 people. You're going to be judged for every one of those you pushed down. Ain't no way. You want to talk about losing your crown real quick? Try pushing somebody down. I ain't doing it. That's why I think one of the most amazing benefits of the pandemic was we all learned to receive from God right in our house, whether somebody laid a hand on us or not. I'm gone to preaching and I can't do it. You're a member of the body of Christ. Get your communion elements ready and join with us. We'll answer any question we can. Honestly, hgpreacherman@gmail.com. You can find it in the notes of every one of our different platforms. And we'll be...
Honey, you feel like preaching. I can listen another 4 hours.
Well, I know, but we got to get communion done. And then I still got stuff I got to do tonight, so it probably won't happen for 4 hours. But I understand. I love it. And, you know, it's like during this session, I talked about the 26th miracle child. I want to watch that video. I found it. And I found Dr. O'Brien's video of the priest laying on the pillow. I found that. That's an hour and 12 minutes long, so I want to watch that. So I only got about three more hours of watching I want to do before I go to sleep. But I got some other stuff I got to get done. Anyways, let's grab our communion elements. Here we are. And let's hold them up. Whoops. And we'll pray over them. And
is a pretzel okay?
Got
Can I do a pretzel?
Anything you got that honors God and you sanctify, I recommend bread. But I've used a lot of pretzels because that's
okay. I'll have some cornbread in the kitchen. I'll go get some cornbread.
Because a pretzel is hard bread, which is like unleavened bread. Here we go. You ready? We're going to now pray this prayer. Hold your elements up. Whoops. Can't pray it if I don't share it, can you? Here we go. Pray this with me. As you instructed your disciples,
Jesus,
I receive these elements today. This bread representing your broken body, and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. Pray this out loud. You were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord. And by your stripes, I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body. In my mind, in my will, and in my emotions. There is nothing missing, nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint supplying in my body from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ in my community and around the world, wherever you send me for this prayer, I receive the bread, your body broken now. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's receive his body broken. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now we bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word. In remembrance of your blood shed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. All things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, I overcome. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no more condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. I receive the juice now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Let's receive his bloodshed. And let's sing, Oh, the Blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus.
It washes white as snow.
Thank you for the blood, dear Jesus. Thank you for the blood, dear Jesus. Thank you for your blood, dear Jesus.
It washes white as snow.
Thank you, Jesus, for your blood. Thank you. Thank you that gives us hope. Thank you that it gives us freedom. Thank you that it lifts every one of us to where you want us. And it helps us every day to crucify our flesh and our own selfish desires. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that your blood is working 24/7, 365. And we give you glory. Thank you for the abundance of grace, the free gift of righteousness, the glory of the Lord. The Father gave to you, you gave to us. We thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. And amen. Well, we've been here a long time, so I'm just going to say this. Remember, we love having you with us. We love being a part of everything that's going on. Thank you for being a part of this with us. Happy anniversary to you, Community of Faith. We'll be with you tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Central, 9 a.m. Eastern for Rebuilding the Walls of Righteousness. Till we see you again, that's what we say. Remember this? We love you. And God
love you.
Loves you.
And God loves you.
Is Lord.
And Jesus is Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Lord. Hey,
good night, everybody.
Good night.
Love you, Mary.